All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Your husband, Gary, right? It is Gary. We hit it off the last time we saw each other on the Zoom last week. Would you please bring that homebody? He needs to get out and spend some time with the other adults. He can't just sit around doing whatever it is that he does with his free time. Get that man out of the house. My God. Look, Gary, you're going to let Eric down. He really wants you to. I want him to be my latest friend is what I want. Rebecca says, I'm with Amy. No tournament for me, but I'll play other games and watch. Yeah, fine. Yeah, Rebecca. Sean is here. I'm sorry, Nick is here. He says, yeah, Sean and Marty may not play in the tournament. All right, so Nick plus two. Bob says, I want to, but it's a 16-hour drive. Well, look, you guys, somebody's got to play in the fucking tournament. Otherwise, Ryan's going to be like, hey, I'm excited about the tournament. Everyone's going, yeah, fuck you. What time is it again? It's at 8:30. Rebecca says 9. That is incorrect. But we're going to meet ahead of time over at the corner bar at like 7 p.m. So we'll meet at the corner bar. We'll eat some food, and we'll hang out. Saul might even show up. Look, if Saul and his brother show up, and you guys don't play in the tournament, there is a chance that Saul could win the pinball tournament. And I think that that would be really interesting if a blind guy won the pinball tournament. Kuipers is here. He says, I'm in for the tournament. Kuipers, are you bringing mommy and daddy? Tyler is here. He says, I'll play in the tournament. No competition, apparently. Well, I'm in the tournament, too. All right, so we got myself, Kuipers, and Tyler confirmed in the tournament. Amy says, I'll play in the tournament if you need a body. Well, we may not. We don't know. Hey, Eric, I'm a pinball wizard. Even on my favorite table, he can't beat my best. His disciples lead them in, and I just do the rest. I've got crazy flipper fingers. You've never seen me fall. I'm a deaf, dumb, and blind kid, but I sure play a mean pinball. Ever since I was a young boy, I've played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. Man Bun Chris says, remember the voicemails he sent? I still have those. I just don't have them in front of me. Let me write down a note, which doesn't mean I'll remember. Saul's voicemails were the best. I like Dance Dance Revolution, but I'll get beat in first round of tournament, LOL. Nick says, I'm planning on being in tournament, just not family, so they can leave whenever Sean gets tired. Of course. And then you can, like, after they leave, you can really lose your mind. We'll call in the hookers at that point. Man Bun Chris says, beep, beep, pinball. You know, if you think about it, the interactions over the years that I have had with the blind community have led to some of the best stories. I remember when when I was working for WBBL Radio. And they had a Michigan State Spartans watch party. That was when we used to do these things. And so it was the Spartans were taking on someone in football. And we were watching the game in a theater at Celebration Cinema. And I promoted the hell out of it. Like every time I opened the mic, oh my God, it's gonna be great. We're gonna watch the Spartans on TV or on the big screen at the theater. Oh yeah, well what are we doing? Are we doing drink specials? No, no alcohol. Is it discounted concessions? No. What do I do? Well, you go there and you pay $20 and you sit there and you watch something that you could watch for free at home. And it's a shitty football team, by the way. And I think that year they went like winless. So it was like putting lipstick on a pig. And I'm walking into the theater. All right, we're set for kickoff. And I come around the corner and I look and it's empty. There was absolutely no one there except one little guy. Furry Saul was in the middle of the theater and he was back in the chair and his feet were sticking up. They were not hitting the ground. He's so teeny tiny. And he's like, hey, I'm over here. Can you see me? Yeah, hey, buddy. So it was Saul and I together watching the Spartan game. I'm like, Saul, hey, this fucking sucks. Let's get out of here. Okay, I'll call. Can you give me a ride home? No, call Dial-A-Ride. Poor guy. You know what I love about Saul? Is that when I fire off these absurd jokes, he takes them, but he'll say, that is not true. That is not how that happened. And I'm like, I know, Saul, they're jokes. Alan says the joke beep beep blowjob is top three comments in history. And that's 100% true. We were talking about beep beep baseball. My pal Tony, who grew up with my kids, and he announced that he's gay. And then we used to play beep beep baseball with Tony, the blind guy. So Tyler said, beep, beep, baseball, more like beep, beep, blowjob. And that kind of took off. That really was a great joke. That was proof positive that the chat's got it down. Man Bun Chris says, easy, this isn't factually accurate. I was in the third row, not the second. All right, I don't even know how we got onto that topic. I was talking about Pinball Land, and suddenly the ADHD takes over, and then I'm talking about beep, beep, blowjob, and Saul being the only one to visit me at the Michigan State watch party. Saul is, he's totally grassroots, though. He's always supportive. He shows up to the Great Food Giveaway, and he just lends a hand, and then the ladies take care of him, and everybody has a good time. He is absolutely one of the sweetest people on the planet. I have gone on record on this show to say that generally I don't care for the blind would like to fight various blind people that exist. But Tony and Saul are not part of that mix. I oftentimes do get frustrated with blind people. Unlike Saul and Tony, most blind people have a sense of entitlement, and I would frankly like to push them into the road. Amy says, I like ADHD EZ. Great stories. Thank you. Man Bun Chris says, the blind have gotten a few Asshole of the Day awards over the years. In my opinion, all blind people are guilty until they prove themselves innocent. And I know for a fact that there is not one blind person that exists in the world that I can't beat their ass. It always boils down to physical confrontations with me. And I think that's important to have that edge. Ladies and gentlemen, the president is threatening to send more than the National Guard to U.S. cities. And I don't know how that works. Like, if there's, I know that a lot of these cities that Trump doesn't like, typically ones run by Democrats, which typically are large population centers, have higher crime. So thus the crackdown, he sends the National Guard in there to kick ass and to help ICE and to try to restore law and order in his world. Now, I have no idea what they're actually doing. I have no idea if that works. I'm not saying yes, they should. No, they shouldn't. I kind of like that it is there because it's a great talking point to discuss that the National Guard are taking on gangs. Now, honestly, who can't get behind that? Like, if you live in a neighborhood in Chicago, if you're living in the Cabrini Green Projects, which I don't even know if they exist anymore. They might have been torn down. And there's a bunch of drug dealers that own the streets. And the National Guard shows up and there's a firefight between drug dealers and the National Guard. Who is not going to want to see that? And if you have a family that lives where the drug dealers rule, how are you not cheering on the National Guard in the firefight, in the tank battle with the same gangs that at one point bullied Joe Gassman? I don't get the problem. Can someone help me out with why we should be offended that the National Guard is trying to, I mean, maybe I should be upset by this, but on its surface, if there's a shithole town that's completely riddled with crime and horrible things happening to it, what the hell's the problem with the National Guard going in there? Hey, darling. Oh, I thought she just went pee. That's why I whipped around and said, hey, Darla. But she was not going pee. That scared the hell out of me. I saw her on the screen. Anyway. So I don't know why this is. All I know is that in these big population centers, they're saying, oh, this is against our freedom. The National Guard are here. What are they doing? Oh, they're protecting us. What's wrong with that? Oh, it's because Trump put them here. It's like we're at war. No. They're trying to shoot the bad guys. They're trying to calm shit down. It's a fucking panic zone. Don't you get tired of like a random children riding around on their bikes and bullets going through their fucking faces? Wouldn't that be nice if they could play outside in the schoolyard without having fear of someone giving the kids drugs or whatever the fuck goes on? I don't know. If you live in a community where the National Guard needs to be called in, just so that people can walk down the street, you're living in a war zone. You're living in a shitty part of town, and you need to get the fuck out of there. Joe Martinez has some insight, and I applaud him for it. He says, because the fact is that they are only going after the brown people. So Joe is suggesting that the National Guard, if like you're a white guy and you're in a gang and you're like shooting people and you're selling drugs and your gang is called White Power Gang, the National Guard is going to leave you alone. That is what he's saying. Now, he might be right about that. But that is, you know, I like to give everybody here a chance to express themselves. And I don't try to get in the way of opinions on this show. If people in the chat feel a certain way, you're doggone right. I'm going to allow you the opportunity to express that on this show. And that's what he's saying. He says, show me where they have arrested anyone from the Crips, the Mafia, the Hells Angels. All these gangs are still thriving. Well, aren't the Crips black people? So now I'm confused. Because he said they're only going after the brown people. And then he's like, look, they're not even arresting the Crips. Maybe you're not up to speed on your gang demographics, but I'm fairly certain that the Crips are black people. I don't know of too many white people that are in the Crips, but I mean, it's been a while since I've brushed up on my gang lore. Where are all the arrests from the Aryan Nation? Exactly. When you go through Chicago, where are the white gangs? Like, the National Guard needs to go and hang out with the white gangs, like the Crips and the Bloods and the Latin Kings. That's what the National Guard needs to do. Joe Martinez said it right there. They need to go over after those white people in the Crips, Bloods, Latin Kings, and so on. All those white people-only gangs. Kuipers says they just arrested the Mafia. Okay, so no, I don't know if that's a National Guard thing. That was an FBI sting. And besides, the Mafia, as we know, is all black. So that doesn't really qualify. All right? I don't want to focus on the black people gangs like the Mafia and the Klan that are predominantly all African-American members in those groups. You got to focus on this. I know you guys are doing your best. Try to stay focused on what we're talking about here. But that's what's happening with them. Now, you can't like focus just on black gangs like the Hells Angels or the Mongols, the black motorcycle gangs. Nick is here. He says, the National Guard is not allowed to arrest anyone. They are there to protect ICE agents and federal property. Well, that's the thing. I agree with you. I know that, but they shouldn't be arresting. They should be shooting to kill. That's what should be happening in these cities that are a war zone right now. Bob says more black people gangs like the Sicilian Mafia. Yes. Joe Martinez says the Mafia is mainly Italian. What? Are you crazy? Everybody knows the Mafia is a black guy gang. What is wrong with you? It's ridiculous. Stand by. Anyway, the point of all this, Trump says, I'm going to send more than the National Guard. And I don't know what is more than the National Guard. The National Guard, as we all know, are those, the weekend warriors. They're kind of like a loser version of the military. Everybody knows that. So, like, when I go up north to Grayling, occasionally they'll be up there. And these are guys who are bankers, lawyers, HVAC installers, guys who own paintball shops. and like 1 weekend a month, or 1 weekend, I don't know what it is, 2 weekends, 1 weekend a month, 3 weeks a year, they have to go and train. And none of these guys have missed a meal. They have bad aim. They're not disciplined. They're just there for the free fucking food and the pension. And they're horrible. This is the worst of the worst when it comes to our fighting force. Everybody knows that. Rich says National Guard equals beach ball fetchers. Well, not exactly. That's a Coast Guard. But still. Meal Team 6, Bob says, 100%. Badger says most do it to get some on the side. Amy says easy, loves ruffling feathers, 100%. So, I mean, I don't know how effective these guys are going to do. They couldn't, none of these people could fight their way out of a wet paper bag. If you ever want an easy fight, take on a National Guardsman. Like if a brawl breaks out and it's one of those ones where people are just grabbing anybody and just throwing punches, try to find someone who is a National Guardsman, because you will be able to kick their ass. These are weak people, generally. And I can't even believe that they get government pay. It's really, I mean, honestly, with the government shutdown, the first thing we should have done was just cancel the National Guard. We don't need them. You know that incident that happened at Kent State University? Four people died. The students were having demonstrations. That was the National Guard who was there. And what did those assholes do? They got out of the truck and they just started shooting their M16s randomly at a bunch of hippies. Now, it was a pack of like 5,000. Despite them being all in one area, the National Guard only managed to hit four of them. In fact, the National Guard suffered massive casualties because some of the morons that were firing their weapons were holding the gun backwards and they actually shot themselves. True story. Murder lover Linda says, I have a not so fun fact about the Kent State shooting, but I'm not going to share it. No, now is the time to share it. I don't understand how you can share the ones that it's probably not a good idea to share, and you actually have one that's pertinent that you could share. Now is the time to share it. But you're as stubborn as a mule, so you probably won't, even though I actually want to hear it. This is a famous photograph from that moment. This chick's bummed out. A poor son of a bitch got shot dead because of those assholes in the National Guard. Inspired a fucking Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song. Murder lover Linda says Nick Saban was in a building next to where it happened, so fuck you. Let's see. Rich says, during their debate, Kamala Harris called it perfectly that Trump would be sending our troops into the cities. Badger says, the reserve. I guess he was in the reserve. I did Air National Guard Act after active duty, and it is a joke. See, I'm getting it from the members of the National Guard. My dad was in Kent State when that happened. Alan says, shooting random hippies like it's the 1970s again. Maureen says, I'm expecting to hear Alan say, hey, EZ, did you know I'm in the National Guard? Yeah, he got me good the last time he did that. Joe Martinez is back, and I don't know what he's talking about. He says the term mafia means mainly Italian or Sicilian crime group. Dumb shit. That is not true at all. Mafia means black guys. Like, it's defined as that. Like, if I type that right now, mafia Wikipedia, and it says the pronunciation, and then it says a organized crime group of predominantly African Americans. So I don't know where you're getting your info. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, my brother was blown up with an IED. He's National Guard. What the hell? Why was he in harm's way? They actually deployed an inferior member of the military to a war zone. My God. I'm so sorry that happened. Your brother is still with us, right? I mean, he actually won a Purple Heart. And I know you're in the military. You were in the military, too. By the way, is it former military or always military? What are we supposed to say? I've heard both. Hey, I'm Frank, former military. Or former Marine. And then the next guy, yeah, I'm a Marine. I'm always a Marine. Well, which one is it? Bread Bull Brain Chris. Yeah, Afghanistan for a year. Oh, I bet that was fun. All right. So Trump is like, we're sending more than the National Guard. Well, what does that even mean? The Marines? Today, in fact, Trump threatened to send more troops to cities amid his crackdown on crime, telling U.S. service members in Japan that some may need more than the National Guard. All right. So he's saying, you guys, I need you guys. The National Guard are not physically fit enough to fight these gangs. We have cities in trouble. You know how he talks. He always kind of repeats himself. Whenever I read this, I can hear Trump's voice in my head. We have cities in trouble. We can't have cities that have trouble. It sounds like a child speaking. Trump said, speaking to troops on the USS George Washington at the Yokosuka Naval Base, we're sending in the National Guard, and we need more than the National Guard. Okay. We'll send more than the National Guard because we're going to have safe cities, he continued. This is like Dr. Seuss level of writing. We're not going to have people killed in our cities, and whether people like that or not, that's what we're doing. The National Guard is in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Memphis, Tennessee, Chicago, and Portland, Oregon this year alone. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com. code ZANE. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code ZANE. Secretnature.com, code ZANE. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. The administration has argued that the troops are needed to combat crime and enforce immigration law. But the president's move to deploy the National Guard has been met with political and legal resistance. Trump's critics note that the administration has deployed troops to cities with Democratic mayors, most of which are located in blue states. Well, look, I think we need to look at the crime. I don't think we need to look at the mayor and what are blue states or blue areas. Just look at the crime. Like if in Hudsonville here, there was a bunch of crazy white people running through the street, I'm going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt that the National Guard would be here to get all these Dutch people and lock them up where they belong, all these Dutch criminals. But we don't have a crime problem, unfortunately. I kind of wish we did. I would love to be in a community where the National Guard is roaming the streets with tanks to stop the bloodshed from the Dutch. But the Dutch have not engaged in any criminal practices in this area. But if they do, it's good to know the National Guard could come in and kick their ass. Trump administration saw a legal victory last week in its efforts to deploy National Guard troops to Portland when a federal appeals court said Trump could deploy troops across Oregon for now. By the way, can we all understand here that if you say Oregon, that is a problem? Oregon. That's how you say it. Oregon. You can even get away with Oregon. No, you can't. Oregon. Three syllables, ends with gin. Not gone. Oregon. Tophus is here. It says, people are going to die because of troops in the cities. You'd be turning the armed forces on American citizens. Well, I mean, if criminals who are shooting up our streets and causing chaos happen to be Americans and a firefight breaks out, yes. I don't think the way you describe it as, all right, National Guardsmen, today go out and shoot everyone. I don't think that's going to happen. So it's not nearly as simple and stupid as you make it sound to be. I would be very accepting of an example of times where the National Guard just started spraying bullets into crowds of American citizens. You know as well as I do that that is horse shit and it's not going to fly in this room. So shut up. Joe Martinez is texting me now. I'm doing a show, and he's texting me. All right, well, I'll play your silly game, and I will look at it. He writes, it's a screenshot, and it says AI overview. Yes, the term mafia primarily refers to Italian or Sicilian organized crime groups. And he's, so what are you telling me that, okay, so he's using AI to say whatever it is he wants. Everyone here is well aware that the mafia is made of black people only. Yoda World says that's what outlaw means. You broke the law, so you're outside the protections entitled to it. Tyler says that AI clearly has a long way to go if it's that wrong. But that's what Bob says. You cannot trust the AI overview. Look, I don't fault Joe Martinez for believing in something that he's been taught when he was in the Barrio school district of whatever shithole area of Texas when he was growing up. When you have a Barrio education, all right, where it's a cottage industry to just, you know, beat the shit out of the white teachers as opposed to actually learning anything, that's what you get. You get this third grade level of brain power and mentality, and he's lashing out and just being aggressive and attacking me for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know what I ever did to deserve that. Tophis says, bullshit. Protests will pop up and end up being put down by the National Guard. You watch. Well, look, if that happens, I wanna talk about it. So make sure you keep your ear to the ground and let me know when the mass murder takes place from guardsmen and women shooting randos on the street. Now, if it doesn't happen, you can just say nothing and I'll forget about it and you're fine. I'm like, by the time I get done with this show, I hit end. And then if someone says, hey, what did you talk about today? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Who knows? All right. What else do we want to talk about? Just in time for the holidays. The people that brought you the viral product breast milk ice cream is at it again. Now, I think I've heard of breast milk ice cream. But if I own that company, am I actually harvesting mother's milk to make the ice cream? Can you imagine the factory tour of breast milk ice cream? In order to make this product, you need breast milk, unless this is all just bullshit. And if you're going to make it in a productive method, you're going to have a steady supply of breast milk. And I'm guessing you would do that by that breast pump device, which doesn't look that much fun on lactating women and harvesting their breast milk. I mean, honestly, if you have a company that is doing this, and this is actually a legitimate thing, can you imagine the perverts who would love to go on the breast milk ice cream factory tour? I remember Pooh Bear using a breast pump, and it the thing goes on it, the cone, it makes a seal, and then it goes, and all of a sudden you see dribble flying out of her titty. It's a fantastic process. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, you farm it out to some third world shithole and harvest tons of breast milk. Yeah, I don't know if I want to eat ice cream with breast milk coming from third world shithole. Because the way I picture it, it's not the most sanitary of settings. You know, I picture the poor lady gathering up the breast milk. And then she's got a jug of it. She puts it on her head and walks like 80 miles. And by the time she gets to where it's going, it's turned. It's rancid. It's green with flies in it. So I don't know if I can get behind that. Yoda World says we want the free range option where they have plenty of hay and big fields to run around in. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's what we're doing with our chickens now. Kabubi says, do they state that it's human breast milk? Great question. Let's do a little bit of searching on the good old internet. Is breast milk ice cream real? All right. No. It is not made with actual breast milk. Well, that's false advertising. You know how many perverts would have eaten that? It is an ice cream flavor that is designed to taste like breast milk. The flavor is typically achieved using a combination of ingredients such as milk, cream, sugar, and sometimes even colostrum, which is a nutrient-rich fluid produced by the breast in the early days of breastfeeding. Well, they got to get the colostrum from somewhere, right? It is important to note that it is a novelty product and not a nutritional substitute for breast milk. All right, now I couldn't tell you what breast milk tastes like. So I wonder if when they're making it, if they actually have like someone who can drink from the tap and get the flavor in their mouth and then, all right, let's try the latest attempt and then tries the ice cream. Oh, yeah, that definitely, hey, it tastes just like it, or it's not even close. They had to have done that in the experimentation. Why am I bringing this up? Because while I guess breast milk ice cream apparently tastes like breast milk, they have a new candy designed to taste like booger. That's right. Frida's Boogie Bites can be yours. Sweet and salty gummy candies designed to look like a booger. $3.99 a box where, now I have not eaten booger, but however, there has been a time or two when like I'm outside and you might get some nasal drip. Maybe I was running back in the day and there might be some in this zone above your mouth. And then you might inadvertently, my tongue might, and then it's like, oh, that is something I don't like. It is a very viscous, salty, horrible experience. But some love it. In particular, kids. It goes nose, mouth. And I mean, seriously, if I'm running a daycare and there's a kid doing that, I instantly don't want anything to do with that kid. I'm going to keep my distance from that kid. If that kid chokes on candy, he's on his own. All right, figure that shit out. I don't know. I'm not going near you. God damn. So they are saying these are vitamin C packed gummies that are positioned as a germ-free alternative for proud picking kids and a treat for the parents who've survived sixth season. Lightly sweet, a little salty, and hints of honey. Ugh. I'm sorry. That's what they use to describe the breast milk ice cream. But you could probably use that to describe the candy, too. Now, what the hell is next? Barbecue semen sauce? God damn. Here, how about some shit jelly? Who wouldn't want that? Tyler says, kids will start jamming these up their nose to get the picking experience. And Tyler adds, pineapple jizz juice. Rocky Johnson 752 is here. I remember that name from long ago. Welcome back. Says, good morning, Eric. Looking at the weather this morning, I saw Jamaica being torn up by the hurricane. By Hurricane Melissa right now. Prayer is going out to Jamaica. Without a doubt. That's we talked about that yesterday, too. Boy, you know, it really is a disaster that some of the poorest parts of the world are the ones most likely to get hit with something that will be as devastating as that. You know, in a lot of cases, these folks, the residents that they live, these aren't exactly, you know, up to code. And then something blows through. If it were a category one, it'd be devastating, but you get these four and five categories. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And these poor folks are like, well, all right, I'm going to start all over again. About the time they get something new in air quotes, there's another asshole hurricane blowing up their ass. What category is it right now? Bread Bowl Brain Chris says it is a category five, which, so that means total devastation. That's a bomb. That's like a very powerful hurricane tornado for hours and 100 times the size of a tornado. What the hell? Unbelievable. Some asshole decided to steal an ambulance. And it was all caught on dash cam video. Let's get into it.
A crash call in Novi that turned into something police say.
This is Southeast Michigan. I get a lot of my stories from these areas because that's what I frequent the most. This isn't far from the city of Warren.
I've never seen before. Hi, I'm Faraz Javed for 7 News Detroit. A suspect hijacking an ambulance with an EMT and a patient inside. We've obtained the dash cam video that started from this intersection of 10 miles.
By the way, this is interesting. You can see that there's a shadow on this reporter. That's just a tripod with his cell phone. That is what TV news does these days. They only, first of all, they don't have the manpower to actually have a camera person there. And they don't have any equipment. They'd rather just use their cell phones and not have any updated equipment. Well, cell phones are pretty good to do that these days. I mean, it looks great, but that's interesting. The, you know, top 10 media market in the United States, they don't even have a camera guy with them.
From this intersection of 10 Mile and Novi.
Have you seen anything like this before?
I have not. Not in my 34 years in law enforcement.
Breaking down the dash
cam. That's always a thing that you hear in any of these stories. I have never seen this before. And this many years of law enforcement, I have never seen this.
Law enforcement.
Breaking down the dash cam footage, Novi Police Chief Eric Zinser says it started Friday, October 24th, just after 3:15 p.m. Officers responded to a crash.
How many cars are involved in this accident?
Damn. Two.
Police tell me the at-fault driver is 33-year-old Chang Lin Lee. When officers arrived, Lee was not present at the scene, but okay. An ambulance was called for the other driver who had a leg injury. 3:21 p.m., the ambulance arrives and takes a position southbound on Novi. This angle shows the at-fault driver Lee back at the scene, checking out his vehicle and taking pictures of the crash site. 3 minutes later, he becomes the suspect.
He jumps in the ambulance. Chong Lin Lee says, fuck this. If I don't have a car, I'm taking the ambulance.
Oh, there we go. It's gone.
Leaving the first responders and officers stunned.
They're all looking around like, what the hell?
To process it, yeah.
The chase begins with Lee driving the ambulance at over 70 miles per hour southbound Novi while a paramedic treats a patient in the back.
Oh my God.
The road is actually closed to traffic.
It's into the construction zone.
We see the cloud of dust. That's from the ambulance. I mean, it's a miracle.
The fact that the paramedic is in the back working on the injured person and this guy's driving like Bo Duke through the construction zone in the ambulance.
That he was able to dodge all the construction vehicles.
Yes. Normally, we would not.
It's tough that he's, it's crazy that he's such a good driver and he's Asian.
Allow a pursuit to continue like this. We had no idea what the intention of the suspect was. The decision was to allow the pursuit to continue.
Blown rear tire on the passenger side.
Near 8 Mile and back, the ambulance blows a rear tire, swerves around.
They should have texted in some math problems for the crook who stole the ambulance, and while he's doing that, he'd probably stop the vehicle.
...and crashes into a third driver. Lee jumps out of the ambulance, and a struggle ensues.
They are trying to get him into handcuffs, and he's very, very uncooperative. And at some point here, it's hard to see. He's already reached for the officer's handgun,
so
he's delivering two knee strikes as trained to try to get him into handcuffs.
Can you imagine how great that would be if you know you got this little fucker dead to rights? And he makes a mistake of reaching for the handgun. And you say, all right, here you go. How about you eat this? Whammo!
Officers or the suspect were injured during this whole thing.
The paramedic and patient were rescued just before the ambulance caught fire.
Wow,
the 72-year-old driver in this crash walked away with broken ribs and a shoulder injury.
This is not something that you see every day.
You already said that. You already said this is the first time in 35 years that you've ever seen something like this. You can't follow it up with, it's a time you don't see every day.
Could have been much, much worse.
Meanwhile, Lee was charged this past Saturday with 7 felony counts, including carjacking and fleeing police.
The court is prepared to set bond in the amount of $5 million, cash surety, no 10%.
Now, Lee's housemate tells me off camera that he believes Lee suffers from mental health issues, and that's another reason why the police confiscated Lee's long guns over the weekend. Now, Lee will be back in court on November 3rd in Novi. I'm Faraz Javed, 7 News
Faraz
Detroit.
Faraz Javed. I like the way he says his name. That guy. Yeah, but it's a mental health problem. It's society's problem. The system let him down. Tyler says, dude just wanted real life Grand Theft Auto. Was Bang Ding Ow there? Holy Fook, Sum Teen Wong. Great, great moment in time. Holy shit. A 240 mile an hour gust sustained in that hurricane. Wow. No. No, thank you. Okay. We have the asshole of the day moments from now. Be thinking of who we can put in there. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Have Mario's crew go to work for you. 231-332-6505 today. Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan, folks who receive that, you might want to review your policy for the upcoming year. I don't recommend, nor does Frank Fuss, that you just let it ride from last year. Get an update. Get a refresher on it to make sure it is serving you appropriately. Frank Fuss does that for you for free right now. Go to appointmentwithfrank.com. fill it out. He immediately is notified about your appointment, and then you're good to go. You are on the books at that point. I used to tell you to go to buyinsurancehere.com. I am now telling you to go to appointmentwithfrank.com. November 1, that starts open enrollment on the marketplace. If you have to get your insurance through healthcare.gov, I suggest you reach out to Frank at appointmentwithfrank.com and get on the books with him. And he works Saturdays, too. He has his sidekick, Isaac, who is also equally versed. If Frank's booked, book an appointment through Isaac. People who take advantage of healthcare.gov are folks that are in between jobs, perhaps unemployed or self-employed. Frank Fuss at appointmentwithfrank.com. All right. Let's see. We've gotten so much work done today. Asshole today, free beer. Wait, free beer? Why would you put free beer on there? This is for my dry erase board. Adrian Peterson, excuse me, was the asshole of the day yesterday. For a second DUI in like half a year. Actually, maybe Steve, says Bob. But no, I'm gonna take it in a different direction here. And I can understand some audience members feel this way, so I'm just gonna kind of go with that. Some real misinformation being spread on the show today by Joe Martinez about what the ethnic background is of people in the mafia. So we're going to have to go with Joe Martinez as the asshole of the day for misinformation. Murder lover Linda says, I'm meeting with Frank on Monday. Thank you for that. So like physically, you're going to see him. Look, you're single and he's a hunk and he's married. So you keep your filthy, horny hands off of Frank Fuss, okay? I don't want to hear about any hanky-panky. She says a phone meeting. Oh, thank God. Yeah, you, in particular, are not allowed to meet with Frank because you are so hot to trot, as they say. That's a very old, antiquated term. But it stands the test of time. If Linda had ovaries, they would be popping. That is my time on the show today. Joe Martinez says you are misinformed as usual. Nonsense. Thank you for being here, everybody. Linda says he's still married, Dick. Yeah, I know. That you won't be able to control your horny level. Alan says murdered lover Linda is all over Kuiper's. Don't worry. Badger says don't forget about WATV. That's right. Who are these broadcasters today with Christian Blatt? That happens at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Who Are These Podcast YouTube channel. And it's free, so check it out. Busy day of broadcast today. Thank you, and have a great one. If I don't see you on the Patreon.